Republican Senator Todd Weiler says he brought the issue before the committee because he feels the current system is broken and provides enticements to do the wrong thing. To fix the problem, he suggested that perhaps the governor or legislature could appoint the attorney general. But several legislators voiced concerns about taking away the power of the people, including Democratic Representative Janice Fisher.
What about the people's voice? We, the people, need input into this. I'm also very concerned about the concentration of power.
Weiler says he agrees that people should vote on as many things as possible, but that the attorney general has a unique role that is different than most elected offices.
An attorney general, I don't think, is the same, because a person can't call an attorney general and say, I voted for you, I want this person prosecuted, or I voted for you, I don't want this person prosecuted.
He also adds that he's been studying this topic for 2 decades and isn't bringing it up because of recent allegations surrounding the attorney general.
But I do think that right now is a good time to have this discussion, because as a policy matter, I'm not convinced having an attorney general running around the state and asking people for large sums of money is the best policy for Utah moving forward.
To change the current system, the legislature would have to pass a bill and then voters would have to approve the measure. While each state follows a different model, there are 7 that currently appoint their attorney general. Brian Grimmett, KUER News.